Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Back to one of our main stories. Today, the government published its white paper on universal health insurance. The plan is health insurance for all, funded by tax revenue, co-payments and insurance premiums, described by Health Minister James Riley as radical. Sinn Féin view things differently. They say the plan is half-baked and fundamentally flawed. Their health spokesman is Cuimhín Ó Cuaillean, and he joins me now. Cuimhín Ó Cuaillean, isn't it a bit soon to start saying that the plan is half-baked and fundamentally flawed?
Well, I don't think so, Mary. I mean, it's certainly isn't what it says on the tin. The minister proclaims on the front page that this represents the path to universal healthcare, but it is certainly not the path towards universal healthcare as we would understand it and want to see implemented. It's a fundamentally flawed model based on competing private for profit health insurance companies. And while it doesn't represent full blown privatisation, there is no question that it most certainly is going further in that direction with our health services. And that is absolutely unacceptable to us.
What it is doing, as the minister lays it out, by 2019, is providing equal access on the basis of need, not on the basis of an ability to pay.
And that is something that I would absolutely want to see. That is exactly in that single sentence what I have argued for consistently for many, many years. But that is not what this document promises. Far from it. In fact, if you look at it, and when you made the reference to how I've described it earlier about being half-baked, it doesn't even tell us the whole story in terms of what the minister intends. It has no costings. You know, in the end of the day, people who are between the medical card qualification threshold and those on private health insurance, that big swathe of people, that growing swathe of people right across this state with more losing medical cards, more not able to afford health insurance, what will this compulsory health insurance cost those people, those families? And the other issue too, in relation to the so-called basket of care, the very reference to a basket of care means that there are some care needs that are not going to be provided for. So I've asked the question, you know, what conditions, what syndromes, what needs will not be covered? And I mean, the other critical flaw in all of this is an 8-week consultation process. That's an insult, because the 8 weeks equates with the period now leading up to the European and local elections. And I have no doubt that political minds, and certainly many of the public, will be very concentrated over that period. The deadline of the 28th of May is only 5 days after election day on the 23rd of May. That's totally inadequate. That is not what we need.
What is your chief objection to the plan as we know it from James Riley? Is it the involvement of insurance companies?
Yes, the private for-profit health insurance companies. We believe that every cent that's directed towards healthcare delivery should be expended on healthcare delivery.
So what would you do? Increase people's taxes and provide a universal system based on increased taxation?
We want to see universal public healthcare based on medical need and funded from fair and reformed general taxation. And of course, that may mean people paying a little more, but that might also mean that actually be paying less than what they're currently paying in terms of private health insurance, or indeed those who have to put their hand in their pocket on top of their tax contributions. And in some cases, some have to pay all three. We need to look at this in the round. We need to get a new start. And this pathway, so-called, of James Riley certainly is not a new start. It is perpetuating division, and I've no doubt that we will see more flaws presenting as the focus continues over the coming weeks.
But he is producing the start of a plan and a 5-year programme to get by 2019 to universal healthcare. You accuse him of leaving out the detail, but you're throwing a system out there. You're light on the detail as well.
No, I have to say that we're very, very clear. We've presented our own health policy time after time, healthcare in an Ireland of equals, going back to 2005. We've developed it over the period of years since. Our position is very clear. We want to see everyone's access on the basis of need and need alone, not on the basis of your ability to pay or your geographic location. Everyone across this state should be entitled to the same care need, and without the situation of people piggybacking in terms of access to services, quicker, speedier access to consultants and procedures at hospital sites. We want to see every citizen treated the same.
Is that not what this will do? Is that not the aspiration of this government?
Well, that is what James Riley is saying. But make no mistake about it, this is a Fine Gael document. There is no sign of the Labour Party's pre-election commitment to a system based on a single state insurance provider. We would like to see the detail of what the Labour Party would like to see. That would give us a further comparison position. We don't have that. So I have it to say that in terms of our position very clearly, this does not bring us to where James Riley claims it will, towards universal healthcare. That won't be the case. The subtext of this is a new tax, a compulsory tax, a tax that is going to be applied to people in the guise of compulsory health insurance.
So you kick it at the first hurdle?
It's not about kicking it at the first
hurdle.
Will
you participate in the process?
Well, we're going to absolutely participate in the consultation, Mary, and the debate that will follow. And we will persistently argue both here in the Houses of the Oireachtas and across all regional debate about this issue in the hope of directing James Riley towards a real pathway to universal healthcare.
Caoimhín Ó Caoláin, thank you very much for joining.